Hey, everybody, we might have stumbled upon something pretty big regarding election interference coordinated through the Biden White House. Big Fannie Willis is back in the news with some breaking new data. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you listen to this entire episode as it gets better throughout the episode as we discover things as we go along. Subscribe to our podcast, open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. And go to charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. That is charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Donald Trump has been the recipient of some good news. We are 6 days out from the Iowa caucus. That's right, 6 days out from the Iowa caucus. And make plans, everybody, to watch all of our live stream channels. We are going to be going live covering the results of the Iowa caucus. It's going to be great. Donald Trump received some good news. It doesn't look like as if the federal charges against him are going to play out before the election, remains to be seen, but the timeline is going in his favor. They're going to try to kick him off the ballot. They've already tried in Maine and Colorado, but the Supreme Court is going to take that up. But the one that's been looming is what's going to happen in Georgia. Alvin Bragg and that one in New York is a total joke. It's one of the weakest indictments ever written. And that was nothing more than an Overton window moving tactic by Alvin Bragg. But the one that has been looming, the one that has some severity to it, is the thug down in Georgia. Big Fannie Willis. Big Fannie Willis was lifted up by the New York Times and the mainstream media. Of course, she's one of the high priestesses of the modern woke regime, a black female similar to Stacey Abrams. Fannie Willis, she's not exactly, let's say, she's not exactly the best. If you wanted to get the best prosecutor, you wouldn't exactly go get Big Fannie Willis. Big Fannie Willis is very aggressive. She is filled with hate. She is filled with resentment. She is dedicated. She's an ambitious individual. Big Fannie Willis takes orders. Big Fannie Willis takes names. Big Fannie Willis wanted to get Donald Trump put in prison. Big Fannie Willis did it with zero apology, zero reservation. Of course, all the talking heads and the mockingbird media, they love Big Fannie Willis. They think that Fannie is exactly what we need more of. She goes, ready, fire, aim. You just kind of preempt the whole thing. Hyper-aggression. Who cares if the indictment has typos on it? Who cares if you submit it early? Doesn't matter. You're trying to get Trump. And if you dare attack Big Fannie Willis, they'll call you a racist. That's exactly why we did the show last week. What exactly is a racist? What does racism mean? If you dare criticize Big Fannie Willis, they'll say that, oh, you're just attacking her because the color of her skin. Just another unqualified affirmative action diversity hire. In this case, though, she was elected in a predominantly black area, but not exactly a very bright person. So Donald Trump is under this RICO indictment in Georgia. The whole thing is so silly. It's really treacherous. And Mark Meadows is also under indictment. And Rudy Giuliani is under indictment. A local prosecutor going after a former president. The precedent that this sets is so terrible, so awful. And then they're lecturing us about threats to democracy. It's upside down. It's Orwellian. But you'd think that when the Democrats were going to go big and go bold, that they would make sure the person who is going to do the most aggressive indictment on a local level in probably the history of the country was not a moron. You need to talk to her a little bit. Can you do your ABCs, Big Fannie Willis? Can you put forward an indictment that is not like a sixth grader with a bunch of typos? Are you acting ethically? Now, as is the way in inner city politics, it's a big graft. And we called this when it happened. We said, I don't think the Fulton County DA's office is ready for the national pressure and examination that they are going to receive. If you're going to go after Donald Trump, get ready for the thousands, the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands of citizen journalists that are going to go through every single document, that are going to FOIA every single inch of paperwork. And we're going to find out if you are acting correctly, if you are, as a prosecutor, following the law. So do you think Democrats wish they could trust their efforts to take down Donald Trump with someone better than Big Fanny? Well, they're stuck with this individual who is not only corrupt, but also rock stupid. The kind of stupid that you only find in big city Democrat politics. And allegedly, blatantly hands out taxpayer money to her boyfriend. Oh, it gets better. In a new argument, a new filing done by Michael Roman, again, this accusation has been bubbling up for some time, but now we finally have specifics. One of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Fulton County case has now put a 127-page filing saying that Big Fannie Willis hired her lover. And by the way, we saw this with BLM, with that whole racket, you know, of burn, loot, murder that called themselves a nonprofit organization, either hired her brother or her lover to be security. The whole thing's such a racket. No one ever got indicted for it. So this is a pattern of corruption that we see in these types of operations. Big Fannie Willis hired her lover, a lawyer by the name of Nathan Wade. Oh, it gets better. Wait, you can't make this up. You can't. This is, if you wrote this as a Netflix special, the Writers Guild would say this would never happen. No one would believe this. It's like an episode of Veep. It's too outrageous. It's too over the top. You got to go back. You have to make it more realistic. Oh, it gets better. So Big Fannie Willis goes after, and she hires Nathan Wade, her lover, to be the special prosecutor on the case, a private sector attorney brought onto the case to assist. Now, according to the complaint, this is all allegedly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's true, Wade has literally never prosecuted a felony before. So why would his expertise be needed on this case? What does he bring to the table? Well, apparently Big Fanny needs a different type of expertise, a romantic expertise, if you will. According to this complaint, Willis and Wade have, quote, have engaged in an improper, clandestine personal relationship during the pendency of this case, which has resulted in the special prosecutor and, in turn, the district attorney profiting significantly from this prosecution at the expense of taxpayers. Now, if you really want to throw a wrench into this, someone should go find out if Nathan Wade has been sleeping around outside of Big Fanny, allegedly. That would make Big Fanny very angry. I've been paying you, and you've been going around all Fulton County. I'm just saying allegedly. You really want to throw a screw and a curveball into this? Has Nathan Wade been a very loyal lover? Has fidelity been a core value of Nathan Wade? Some people said he was married at the time. Again, not surprised. Since January of 2022, Nathan Wade's office has been paid $654,000 by the taxpayers of Fulton County. Now, I hate to break it to you, Big Fanny. I don't think that he's with you for all the right reasons. I think this is a pay-for-play operation. I think he wants to keep the money flowing. I'm just saying. Just Big Fanny, I hate to break it to you. $654,000. I think Nathan Wade has found a direct conduit to get himself paid. Just saying. Now, with all those expenses authorized by Big Fanny. Now, again, this wouldn't be national news. This is called standard operating procedure of inner city Democrat politics. If you go to Philadelphia or Chicago or Detroit, this kind of stuff happens all the time. And you just kind of shrug your shoulders and you say, whatever. It's politics. But no. You go after a former president, all of a sudden we're going to make this national news. And if this is true, and by the way, I'm just touching the surface because they allegedly went to Napa Valley and they went on Carnival cruises, all sorts of crazy wild stuff. Allegedly. This is actually a crime. And you could just imagine they're freaking out in the Fulton County office now. Why did we ever do this? We have to be more aggressive. And by the way, there is now, because Nathan Wade is also a moron, he filled out the expense report of something that is now leading us to something very, very real and significant, if true. Because Nathan Wade, paid for by Big Fannie Willis, he took a special trip to Washington, D.C., which confirms something that we broke on this program that the media attacked us for. What do you think? Do you think Big Fannie and Nathan Wade are true lovers? Or is this a relationship of convenience? One can only guess. Are you tired of progressive companies and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply just trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Retailers like Target are selling chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits. It's disgusting. Starbucks is strong-arming their customers to support abortion. The Starbucks Workers Union is on the side of Hamas. Financial services like PayPal are canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we have a solution. Founded by Michael Seifert, an amazing company. I think so highly of them. We do a lot of work together. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mob/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, liberty, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join, and you get started today at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk, or just download the Public Square app now. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Check it out today. You would think that if you were going to go after one of the most high-profile cases in history, that someone would do their due diligence. Somebody. They're the smart guys in the Democrat Party. And say, hey, let's sit down here, Big Fanny. Are you paying your lover? Is anything we need to know about? $654,000 by the taxpayers of Fulton County, with all of those expenses authorized by Big Fanny. And according to the complaint, Wade's appointment was never approved by the Fulton County Board of Commissioners, even though that's required by law. Willis and Wade, allegedly, have traveled together to Napa Valley and Florida. They've also allegedly gone on multiple Caribbean cruises together with Norwegian and Royal Caribbean Cruises. But it's worth noting that this initial complaint does not necessarily have documentation of this travel, but perhaps the evidence exists and it will come out later, but I wouldn't be surprised. Now, a couple thoughts on this. This is only going to get better. It's only going to get better. And this thing is going to absolutely explode on the Fulton County office. And we knew this from the beginning. She's got a pack of morons over there. Typos in the indictment. They sent it out early. They didn't know what they were doing. It was like 6 hours late. It was obviously that they were being pressured. And this is where it gets very, very interesting. So Nathan Wade, the guy who allegedly is sleeping with Big Fanny, who received $654,000, filled out an expense report. Now, again, Nathan Wade is not very smart. If you're going to commit intergovernmental, interdepartmental collusion, don't put in the memo line or the description that you're going to collude with the federal government. Either they're unbelievably arrogant or these people are far dumber than we could ever have possibly imagined. So check this out. Not only did Big Fanny allegedly have an improper relationship with this guy, but this is the kicker. And now this is evidence of what we have been suspecting for quite some time. We have been waiting for this piece of evidence. In fact, we were the program that aired the hearsay from Speaker Gingrich on this specific topic. And here it is. The law offices of Nathan J. Wade traveled to Athens conference with White House counsel on 5/23/2022. Next line item in November, 6 months later, 8 hours, interview with DC, White House. Who's interviewing who exactly? So here is Nathan Wade going to Washington, D.C., and he charged $4,000 for the two meetings, so we know it's official business. Let me just take time out. Speaker Johnson, Jim Jordan, you need to have a Judiciary Committee hearing immediately on this. No more patty cake. You guys are incapable of doing anything useful lately. How about you get a Judiciary Committee like Friday? Because now you have something very specific to ask a question about. It's no longer hearsay. It hasn't been hearsay. Travel to conference with White House counsel. $2,000. We need a subpoena issued immediately on this. So the taxpayers of Fulton County sent Nathan Wade and dispatched him via Fannie Willis. And here is where it gets rich and interesting. Did the Biden White House, maybe not him himself, but did the Biden White House and the White House counsel know that they were going to indict President Trump? Was there an orchestration via Washington, D.C.? Let's play cut 35, please.
That I am told, this is hearsay, but I am told by a reliable source that Friday evening, somebody from Washington called the district attorney in Atlanta and said, you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up all of the mistakes we just made with Weiss. And she said, apparently, my jurors aren't coming back till Tuesday. And they said, you didn't hear me. You have to indict on Monday. And she said, well, they're not going to get here before noon. They said, it doesn't matter. She said, this means it's going to be 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. They said, it doesn't matter. We need the news
so
media shifting.
Who made that phone call?
We don't know. And I'm telling you up front, this is hearsay, but it's from a person who has remarkably good sources.
I totally believe it, though, because that would explain why they leaked and they messed up on the clerk document, why she was exhausted, and why they had the 11 p.m. press conference, Mr. Speaker. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. So Big Fenna Willis, she's a little nervous right now, and she should be, because her paying her alleged lover, Mr. Nathan Wade, very well might be the smoking gun we have been waiting for. So, Nathan Wade, we need somebody to investigate here. By the way, a couple things. Brian Kemp, where art thou? Brian Kemp, you have the full ability to fire Big Fannie Willis at any time. Number two, the Attorney General of Georgia is a Republican. Is anybody going to finally ask questions of Big Fannie Willis? Or are you going to allow this local thug, this local criminal who has been chosen from the gods on high of the American Democrat Party to do whatever she wants to do? Jim Jordan, love you, man. We need a Judiciary Committee right now. Speaker Johnson, you've been disappointing. We did a whole show on it. You want to start winning some points with the base? Announce we are going to have Big Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, come answer questions. Subpoenas right now. We need them. We need rapidity here, guys, because here's what's happening based on the documents. It is inferring. By the way, so here's what we do know. We don't know for certain if Big Fannie and Nathan Wade have a romantic relationship. Based on the filing, it looks awfully convincing. Wouldn't be a shock. Wouldn't be surprised. We see this all the time in inner city Democrat politics. We saw this with BLM. It would not be a shock, okay? That would not be a shocker. However, what we do now know is because of all these court filings and the deeper we are digging, we know that Nathan Wade met with the White House counsel's office. Why would a local, so let's just play devil's advocate here. Why would a local guy who has never prosecuted a case before be meeting with billable hours? It's not like he's doing a job interview. He might say, oh, you know, I was trying to look for other employment. No, you billed Fulton County for this. So what business does Fulton County have in the White House counsel's office? This is the number one news story in the country right now, and I can't get House Republicans to care about it. I don't know what they're doing, honestly, right now. They're resigning. They're like zombies. I talked to some of them this morning on the phone, and they're like droning on. Someone needs to snap them out of it. They got to get Tony Robbins or something in there to get them moving and to change their... It is the lack of energy, the lack of zeal, the lack of spirit from House Republicans is so disappointing. They're talking like losers. They're thinking like losers. Someone's got to get in there and just shake them up a little bit. Like, hey, you guys have political power. Let's go. You guys won the election. You guys won the House of Representatives. Snap out of it. Start acting like you care about the country. Instead, they're just kind of like meandering around and $2 trillion. This loser mentality has got to completely just changed, be changed. It's infected in the RNC. It's affected across the board. Fannie Willis hired, allegedly, her boyfriend, a highly paid but unqualified special prosecutor. And then it would be a case of honor services fraud, which, unlike giving a speech outside of the White House or making a phone call to lawmakers, asking them to contest an election, is an actual crime. So let me just kind of elaborate a little bit more on this. I could tell immediately when I walk into a company or walk into an organization, do they have a winning spirit or a losing spirit? And so much of it, by the way, is a choice. When I'm around these House Republicans, there is this loser. I'm not saying they're necessarily losers. There's some great people, but they have this malaise over them. They have this shadow. They have this cloud over them. Somebody needs to go in there and give a pep talk. Someone needs to, they got to bring in like Nick Saban. They got to bring in somebody that can just make them think differently about the set of circumstances that they're in. The first of which is that we now have a smoking gun of Nathan Wade, who is at the very least one of the most highly paid outside legal counsels of the Fulton County District Attorney. That's the minimum. At worst, they're lovers. At best, they are very, very highly paid. So they're attached at the hip, okay? And we know they travel together. Okay. So why was Nathan Wade meeting with the White House counsel's office under official Fulton County DA business? Period. Was this election interference orchestrated by the White House? And I want to make sure I lead into this. We had Newt Gingrich on the program. This went totally viral. And Democrats mocked him. And they mocked him. Oh, there! Are you kidding me? Biden doesn't have his hands on this. And Merrick Garland doesn't have his hands on this. We now have a fact pattern of billable hours by the Fulton County DA. And so let's play devil's advocate. Let's pretend you're a Democrat drone. And all you do is protect the Democrat Party. You're Jen Psaki or you're Kristen Welker or you're Dylan Mulvaney on CNN. You're one of those, you know, just drones for the corporate media. What is your response to this? What would your defense be? what business does Nathan Wade have that would justify even the time for the White House counsel's office to take the meeting? What on earth could it be? And the answer, of course, is the looming RICO indictments. And what does that have to do with Joe Biden? The answer is it should have nothing to do with Joe Biden. Just like how Joe Biden, who's a wicked man, who is an evil man, who is a traitor to the United States, lied about not having nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. He has been lying, and his cabal and his cartel of criminals have been lying about their involvement in outsourcing the criminalization of their political opponents. And the dates are significant here. Before I play Newt Gingrich again, let me go through the dates again. Because they had the first meeting in May. And then what happened right after that? Just so happens, the next meeting was on November 18th, 2022. What day did Donald Trump declare his intent to run for re-election? What day? So he meets with the White House counsel's office on the 18th of November. My memory serves me correctly. Donald Trump announced, I think, the 11th of November, like the 10th. Can we fact check it? 2022? Right in that window. It was right there. So Donald Trump announces his intent to run for re-election. And a couple days later, yep, there we go. So November 15th, 2022. No one's reported on this yet. No one's reported on this. November 15th, 2022, Donald Trump stands at Mar-a-Lago and says, I am running for re-election. And 3 days later, Nathan Wade is in the White House counsel's office, quote, interview with DC / White House, 11/18/22, for 8 hours. 8 hours, everybody. You have an 8-hour meeting? I can't remember the last time I had an 8-hour meeting. You know who has 8-hour meetings? People that do merger and acquisitions, people that do deposition prep, people that coordinate indictments have 8-hour meetings. Play cut 35.
That I am told, this is hearsay, but I am told by a reliable source that Friday evening, somebody from Washington called the district attorney in Atlanta and said, you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up all of the mistakes we just made with Weiss. And she said, apparently, my jurors aren't coming back till Tuesday. And they said, you didn't hear me. You have to indict on Monday. And she said, well, they're not going to get here before noon. They said, it doesn't matter. She said, this means it's going to be 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. They said, it doesn't matter. We need the news
so
media shifting.
Who made that phone call?
We don't know. And I'm telling you up front, this is hearsay, but it's from a person who has remarkably good sources.
I totally believe it, though, because that would explain why they leaked and they messed up on the clerk document, why she was exhausted, and why they had the 11 p.m. press conference, Mr. Speaker. Speaker Gingrich, turns out he was onto something. His source was not just hearsay. So Nathan Wade meets with the White House counsel's office. What was the details of that meeting? What? We need to play offense on this, everybody. Come on. We got to send some spark plug, some energizer bunny, because I'm going to riff on this. I'm a big believer in mentality and attitude. The attitude of House Republicans is so full of loser, low energy. Guys, wake up. We have something here. By the way, you didn't discover this. All these committees and weaponization of government. What good have these guys done? Oh, yeah, we found out the FBI's targeting people at the Latin Mass. Whoop-de-doo. How about you guys go do your job? Right now, we have the closest thing to symmetrical evidence that there was a coordination 3 days after Donald Trump announced for the presidency. Donald Trump's announced for the presidency, and Nathan Wade, 3 days later, happens to be in the White House. What is the other possible explanation? Anybody, what if you were to play devil's advocate, why would they be meeting? Because of Fulton County crime rates? You wouldn't be meeting with the White House counsel's office for that. Some random guy from Atlanta? What is the other explanation? And the answer is very clear, that the White House counsel's office is now emerging as the war room of all these indictments. That is what is now emerging. I guarantee you, Alvin Bragg and somebody from his office very well might have went to the White House counsel's office. The White House counsel's office is the hub of which all of this activity is being run through. because Nathan Wade is a moron and expensed his trip now in public documents 3 days after Donald Trump announced for the presidency. This, if we play offense, could unravel the entire lawfare operation against Donald Trump and could throw a wrench into their plans to steal the 2024 election. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. These are questions that don't just need answering. But by the way, if we can connect the Biden White House Counsel's Office to Nathan Wade, which we already can, then we very well might be able to establish a fact pattern that under the guise of White House counsel confidentiality, that the White House counsel's office has been the offensive coordinator of all the plays against Donald Trump. It's not just conceivable. We knew for a while that this was happening. We knew in our gut that the Biden government and the Biden White House. Now, I suppose Nathan Wade could just be lying and saying that he, you know, went to D.C. and it said interview with D.C. slash White House. Okay. Conference with White House counsel. Okay. So even if it was a phone call, you billed it for 8 hours. So maybe you're lying about that, which again is a crime. You can't fill out fraudulent expense reports to government agencies. But what is the composition of these meetings? What are you talking about? Why is the White House counsel's office of the federal government, of the executive branch, meeting with this loser? And if it was just phone calls, then let's subpoena the phone records. There are many, many layers to this. And I'm afraid that people are just kind of sitting idly by and we're taking this. They're trying to put Donald Trump in prison, 700 years in prison. And this moron, this thug, this criminal, Big Fannie Willis, is acting with full aggression and media protection, and she very well might be breaking the law and not following Fulton County Commissioner guidelines and expense reports to her lover and $600,000+. But hold on a second. What did he put in his own expense report? Interview with DC slash White House. What do you mean interview? Who's interviewing who? Are you interviewing for a job? And if so, why would you bill the Fulton County government for your own job interview? And or you're going through this document, or are you interviewing them? Or maybe you just put interview because you're not very bright and you're corrupt. At some point, I can only come up with the devil's advocate argument so much. So in order for them to be like, oh, no, their excuse would have to be that Nathan Wade is such an outright criminal that he was fraudulent in his expense report, fraudulent in the time, date, and location, fraudulent in his conversation with the White House counsel, which, by the way, also serves the purposes of justice, because this is the guy who's trying to put Donald Trump in prison. So it's either way. Make your decision. Either it's Joe Biden, the federal government, that is running offensive coordinator of this entire operation, or they have nothing to do with it and they don't know, and Nathan Wade is just a liar and he's, you know, putting in fraudulent reports. Either way, this right here is a major linchpin. Not to mention, hey, Brian Kemp, you run as a rock-ribbed conservative and you're chopping wood in all these TV ads. Makes me sick to my stomach. You can fire Fannie Willis, Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp, you can fire Fannie Willis. Who is the Attorney General of Georgia? And by the way, that amazing guy we had that they're trying to destroy with the beard, really smooth-talking Southerner in the Georgia House or the Senate, where is the uproar in the Georgia grassroots? If you're in Georgia, we need state central committee meetings. We need precinct committee. Chris Carr is the attorney general of Georgia. Yeah, Colton. That's right. Colton in the Georgia House. Can somebody start to act as if we want to win? And that's his honest question, Colton Moore, as I am concluding this hour. If I'm able to put some of this together here in 1 hour, kind of off the top of my head, by the way, I'm not making stuff up. It's not conjecture, not reading into the text. I'm not doing this exegetically where I'm just kind of making things up where they don't exist or I'm giving you my own interpretation. I'm just looking at the document. I'm looking at the document that Big Fannie Willis approved over $600,000 to her alleged lover. Okay, let's pretend that's not a lover. Let's just pretend that they're close friends or whatever, or that they work together. And this know-nothing guy, who's obviously not very bright, is project title, anti-corruption special prosecutor. By the way, on the invoice, it said project title, anti-corruption special prosecutor. What did they indict Donald Trump on? Anti-corruption RICO charges. On the invoice, it says that he went to the White House for this purpose. Interview with DC / White House. Okay, maybe it was a phone call. Maybe it was just a phone call. Fine. Okay. I don't think it is. Why then do you put on the invoice the same reason for why you eventually indict Donald Trump? And again, nobody has connected these dots. You go indict Trump and you start these meetings or this phone call 3 days after Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. As Rachel Maddow said, you know, if Donald Trump wasn't running for the presidency, they never would have indicted him. There's a lot here. Do we actually want to win? When is a Republican, a single Republican, going to start playing to win? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.